one of the great Hollywood classics, is all about Eve. Joseph Mankiewicz got the 1950 Oscar for Best Screenplay and Best Director for that movie, and a scene from All About Eve is now the pick this week in our Tuesday series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Screenwriter Paul Attanasio was Joe Mankiewicz's last protege. Attanasio's films include Quiz Show, about a real-life TV quiz show scandal of the 1950s. Paul Attanasio loves the tight storyline and dialogue of All About Eve, and the cast. Bette Davis as Margot Channing, the aging Broadway star, with Gary Merrill as Bill, her younger director lover. Into Margot's life comes Eve Harrington, a young predator who wants to be Margot.
Eve has been inserting herself into all aspects of Margot's life, including her relationship with Bill. So that is kind of the ticking bomb under the table when this birthday party explodes.
She's a girl of so many interests.
It's a pretty rare quality these days.
A girl of so many rare qualities.
So she seems.
So you've pointed out so often. So many qualities so often. Her loyalty, efficiency, devotion, warmth, and affection, and so young. So young and so fair.
So now this scene goes on. There are arguments, there's talk, all of this continues. And then Bette Davis, in her off-the-shoulder gown with the brooch, delivers the most memorable line in the movie.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Paul Attanasio, there is so much to love in All About Eve. But what makes you pick that particular scene?
Joseph L. Mankiewicz abhorred what had become of the film culture in terms of the reliance on sensation and on car chases and spectacle and how that's replaced the human drama. And what I love about this scene is that people talking can be as exciting as a car going off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Because that's really what you're watching here, is you're watching Margot Channing self-destruct. You're watching her drive her car off the cliff. She actually has no problem at this point with her boyfriend. She actually, out of suspicion and jealousy and insecurity, gets drunk, and it's incredibly fun to watch.
His people all speak so wittily and well. You know that they have brains.
Yes, that's a terrible thing now, isn't it? You know, the only people who they allow you to write smart anymore are the bad guy. For some reason in American films, somebody who's smart, that's a badge of evil. So I'll come in a lot and as a script doctor and punch up the bad guy.
Make him smarter.
And if you make him smart, then he's worse.
That is so depressing. Joe Mankiewicz, as your mentor, do you remember any specific advice he ever gave you?
The most significant piece of advice I remember him giving me is he sat me down and he begged me not to come out here and do this for a living.
Huh.
And I've been doing it now for 17 years. And the wisdom of that advice becomes more evident by the day. He was tough. Joe was tough. Quiz Show was the one thing I wrote that he sort of thought was halfway good.
It's based on a true story about Charles Van Doren. Ralph Fiennes plays him in the movie, who was a professor at Columbia University. He was a child of truly distinguished academic people. He goes on a popular NBC television show in the 1950s. And in this scene, he goes to meet with the show's producers.
What if we were to put you on the show, put you on 21, and ask you questions that you know? Say the questions that he answered correctly on the test this morning.
I don't follow you.
Just thinking out loud.
You want to win, don't you?
Well, I think I'd really rather try to beat him honestly.
What's dishonest?
When Gregory Peck parachutes behind enemy lines, you think that's really Gregory Peck?
That book that Eisenhower wrote, a ghostwriter wrote it. Nobody cares.
It's not like we'd be giving you the answers. Just because we know you know, you still know.
Right. It's not like you're putting me on the show or Al and pretending to be some sort of intellectual. I mean, you have put in years of study and erudition.
I'm just trying to imagine what Kant would make of this.
I don't think he'd have a problem with it.
Oh, this is chilling. And beyond that, it's intelligent. You got the name of the philosopher Immanuel Kant into a movie, Paul Attanasio.
A Hollywood movie.
Wow.
I know. That was the high water mark. I'll never do that again.
Screenwriter Paul Attanasio. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You can find photos and video of that scene with Bette Davis at npr.org. Our Tuesday series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written, concludes next week with another movie classic, Annie Hall.